Salve, greetings. My name is Mercury, Roman god, and it is my pleasure to guide you through this Gallo-Roman temple complex. Please press the button if you want to pause the tour, or if I ask you to do so. My face, which you see here by the community building, enlarged, was erected by the Tavern Roman Association in cooperation with a graphic designer. The bust was created by a Roman sculptor. This statue of Mercury stood in the main temple. The bust was found in the fountain. I was a popular god with both the Romans and the Gauls, even more so in Gaul than in Rome. I was a god of trade, travellers and thieves. We are here in the Gallo-Roman temple district on the Metzenberg, the Metzenhill in Tavern. Why is the tempo Gallo-Roman? Because the architectural style is typically Gallic or Celtic, but the construction method is Roman. The Romans proceeded everywhere in their empire in this manner. Local customs were respected, but the Romans had the know-how to build in stone. So in many places in the Celtic part of the Roman Empire, these kinds of small temples were built, where not only Roman, but also Celtic gods and goddesses were worshipped. Even gods from faraway parts of the Roman Empire were included. There were truly quite a few gods beside me. On the facades of the community building, you may recognise, besides me, Mercury, or Mercurius in Latin, another goddess on the left, who was demonstrably worshipped in Tavern, Epona. She was a Celtic goddess of horses, protector of the cavalry, and a goddess of fertility and health. One can already see the role that Tavern played at that time. The village was situated on the Roman road that connected it with Rome and many other cities in the Western Roman Empire. Tavern was a resting place, a stop on the long journey, where travellers showed their gratitude to us, the gods, for a happy journey and good business. Now, mortal, let us walk together along the gravel path to the lookout point. Press pause and start again as soon as you see Tria. Travellers in Roman times could feel relieved when they reached this spot, after days or even weeks and months of hardship and danger. From here the travellers on their way northwards to Tria could look for the first time at their destination and thank us, the gods, for a safe journey. Travelling south, it was the last safe point and the last opportunity on the way to request a safe journey. About 200 metres from here, an important road passed by. After the conquest of Gaul by the general Gaius Julius Caesar in the years 59 to 50 BC, work immediately began on improving the road for the Roman army. The road was in large parts Celtic. It connected Trier and a little later Mainz and Cologne with the centre of the Roman Empire via Metz, Lyon and Marseille. The hill got its name from the city of Metz, Metzenberg. The old Roman road was used throughout the Middle Ages and can still be seen on an old drawing from 1675 by the famous painter Merion. The temple district and the village of Tavern owe their existence to this road. A street settlement, a vicus, named Tabernae, was created in the first half of the 1st century AD at the foot of the hill. From the Latin word Tabernae, over the course of time the place name Tavern was formed. In contrary to the usual pronunciation of similar place names in German, the emphasis lies on the second syllable of the name and so still points to the Roman origin of this place. From up here you have a beautiful view of the village of Tavern, and on a clear day you have a wide view of the Moselle Valley all the way to the city of Trier, called Augusta Treverorum in Roman times. The Basilica, the Roman palace auditorium in which the Roman emperor received his guests at that time, stands out from the rest of the city. It is called the Constantine Basilica. The Roman Emperor Constantine started the construction from red bricks, but did not finish it. At that time, Trier was one of the largest cities in the Gallic part of the Roman Empire. Various emperors had resided here. Let us tear ourselves away from the view and turn to the temples, human. The excavation of the site, which at that time was still overgrown with old spruce trees, began in April 1986 as part of a job creation program. After 2 years of excavation, the temple area and a larger building on the outskirts were uncovered. Since this was a secular and not a sacred building, it was called a profane building. The goal of subsequent work of the archaeologists was initially the conservation of the various foundation walls. However, it was soon decided, for the first time in the Trier region, to partially reconstruct the Roman temple district and the profane building. Let us move now to the steps, some of which are still original, and from there to the Jupiter column. Please press the pause button and start again as soon as you stand in front of the column. In front of us is a Jupiter column that was probably erected before the expansion of the temple district began. Jupiter columns were not uncommon in a Gallic environment. They usually stood in front of significant complexes. The base was usually a so-called four-god stone. On this copy, only my half-brother Hercules and the wife of my father, the supreme god Jupiter, the goddess Juno, are depicted. Jupiter himself was often enthroned or riding on the top block, the capital, of such columns. The capital was found with a part of the column in temple number 4 here in the district. It was used as a pedestal for a statue or as an altar after the district expansion. The Romans were very open-minded towards gods of other peoples, recognizing in them, us, their own gods, but with different names or slightly different characteristics, which varied among the Romans anyway. Crucial was the acceptance of Jupiter as the supreme god and later as the emperor god. This, however, became the undoing of the Christians. Please go now to the stairway. This was the main entrance to the temple precinct in the first phase of construction. In the second phase of construction, you entered the sacred precinct through the new entrance gate, which is now behind you. We're going up the stairs. Pause. In the ground, you can see the foundation walls of the first three chapels, which were demolished for the construction of the Temple of Mercury, and which were the beginning of the temple complex. Now, mortal, go to the Great Temple of Mercury. The statue of me, Mercury, was reconstructed in 2001 based on the scientific findings and painted in colour. You can see my attributes, the cloak over my left arm, the travelling hat with wings, the herald staff, caduceus, in my left hand and the purse, marsupium, in my right hand. The bust that spurred these discoveries we have already seen enlarged on the façade of the community building at the beginning of the tour. Here you can see another head, a faithful copy of the one found in the well during the excavations. By the way, does any one of you have a pair of trousers for me? In front of the temple stood the altar. There, every traveller could offer something to us gods so that we would accompany him or her on their journey in a benevolent way. The sacrifice could be anything. The greater the sacrifice, the more the gods were expected to give in return. Priests in the modern sense did not exist at that time. At large public celebrations, the most important man present was a priest who only had to cover his head with his toga. Now please look at the entrance. The modern inscription above the entrance translates as, "To the god Mercury, the temple was excavated by Sabina and rebuilt by Carolus Aegidius when Hendricks and Weber were mayors, August 1, 1989. In the text, Sabina is Dr. Sabina Faust, the excavation director. Carolus Aegidius stands for Dr. Carl Joseph Gillis, the director of the State Museum in Trier at that time. The word Hendris means Hendrix, and the word Textore means weaver, Weber. Both were mayors, one of Konz and the other of Tavern. The date is that of the reconstruction. The temple next to that of Mercury was dedicated to the goddess Epona, whom you already met at the beginning of the tour. Next to it stood a somewhat larger temple, which was torn down to make room for a second temple behind it. The capital of the Jupiter column was found here. Please continue to the fountain and press pause. Start again when you arrive, human. Water is quite essential for religious ceremonies, past and present. Water was also an essential part of travellers' supplies. This fountain has also contributed to important parts of our knowledge about the temple. After the ban on paganism by Emperor Theodosius towards the end of the 4th century, it was filled up and destroyed, preserving various objects and coins until the excavation in 1986. The coins tell us that the well was filled in only after the year 392. The reliefs shown on the panel tell us which gods were worshipped here. The head of Mercury tells us that a statue of me stood here. The large stone with the inscriptions lay in large parts in the well. It tells us not only how wide the well was, but also through its inscriptions that it was originally the lintel of a temple. This was demolished in order to make room for a colonnaded temple, which stood directly in front of the fountain on the left. The inscription, which is hardly legible today, tells us that a certain Gratus donated the temple to fulfill a vow. Other inscriptions say that three freed slaves of Gratus donated the fountain and its ornaments. Whether it was the same Gratus who paid for, built or restored the temple, you are free to speculate on yourself. If you follow me and we leave the temple district through the gate, we come to the so-called profane building. Please press the pause button and start again as soon as we are in front of the building. If you remember, the word profane means that it is a secular building as opposed to a sacred building. It was a multifunctional house with a stable for the draft animals needed to pull heavy loads up the Metzenberg. A traveller could buy something here or have all kinds of things repaired in the workshop. The Romans also had road maps. Probably not many travellers possessed such a map. Most will have simply asked their way. Inside is the Tabula Poetinga Iana, the so-called Poetinga's tablet, which shows a medieval copy of a Roman road map. It is named after Conrad Poetinga, a 15th century archivist and town clerk from Augsburg. Inside is the Tabula Poetinga Iana, the so-called Poetinga's tablet, which shows a medieval copy of a Roman road map. It is named after Conrad Poetinga, a 15th century archivist and town clerk from Augsburg. The map was originally a scroll map about 6 metres by 80 centimetres long, showing the entire then-known Roman world from Britain to India. The westernmost part has unfortunately been lost. On the map you can see Trier, the Roman Augusta Trevorum, and Mainz, the Roman Mogontiacum. The location of Tavern can be seen on the separate map section. More information can be found on the explanatory panel to the right of the map. If you go outside on the valley side of the building, you can see how the Romans built heavy load-bearing walls with concrete, the opus cementitium. It consisted of masonry made of natural stone, filled inside with a mixture of natural stone rubble and cement. It was very strong. So, dear mortal, I thank you for your valued attention and interest in the temple and my history. Please also visit the excavation site of the so-called Vicus Tabernae, the Gallo-Roman settlement in the village of Tavern. If you follow the signs in the parking lot at the foot of the hill, you will reach it after about 200 metres. I would be very grateful if you would become a member of the Tavern Roman Association. You can find the registration form on the website. It will not be to your detriment. May you always be well protected and sheltered on your travels, and may you always do good business. From Mercurius, the messenger of the gods, god of travellers, thieves, trade, business, wealth and profit. Salve.